Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. We're continuing our conversations talking about the American development model and the various components to this revolutionary program that is helping kids at all ages to improve their skills. And today we have the good fortune of being joined again by Bob Mancini, who is an ADM regional manager, and he is located out of Michigan. So, Bob, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Oh, my pleasure, Harry.
Hey, Bob, one of the things that impresses me the most about the ADM, and or at least since the ADM came into effect back in the late 2009 or 2010, is station-based practices. It just seems to make so much sense. You don't have a lot of kids standing around waiting their turn. There's just a whole hive of activity going on. I sometimes call it a six-ring circus, but I wanted to just get some of your thoughts on station-based practices and kind of, I guess, to start with, where they came from.
Geez, where they came from, that's a great question. But, you know, I guess they came out of a need and out of the knowledge and out of the really scientific experimentation of what's the best way to train kids. And you know, we all have a slide that we use when we do presentations. It's all based on a study they did at Charles University in Prague. Dr. Thomas Perchik did it. And basically what it tells us is by splitting kids up into smaller groups, by giving a lower student-teacher ratio, so less players to more coaches on the ice, and then breaking practice up into stations where they can not just always focus on one discipline, but complex skills where maybe they're putting together one or two disciplines, you know, skating and passing, skating and shooting, skating with a puck, different things. And what they found out is the number of repetitions in any one discipline increases greatly. In fact, they found out that just by going from what we would call traditional practice settings to station-based practice settings, we're increasing the number of reps in any single discipline by a minimum of 45, and some of them up to 60 or 65. So when you look at that, it just made sense for us to base a lot of the American development model on offering station-based practices.
And does it matter, Bob, how many kids you have on the ice in terms of, you know, running an effective station-based practice?
Well, it does, and it's all based on the age. And when I gave you that number, you know, between 45 and 65 or even 70 more reps, that's per practice. So it's very important that we keep the number of kids, the number of players, you know, in line with what we have to focus on at that age group. So if you're looking at, let's say, something simple like 50 extra reps for stick handling, 50 extra for puck handling, 50 extra for skating drills or agility drills, 50 extra for passing per practice, over a 20-week season, you're talking about delivering 2,000 more reps for each player in each of those single disciplines. So now you look at the number of players for practice, and it's very important that it falls in line with what you need to focus on in that age. So when we're talking about 8 and under players, we're talking about ideally having 48 to 60 players on the ice. When they move up to 10 and under, and the reason for that, let me go back, Harry. The reason for that is at 8 and under, we're really concerned about the ABCs: agility, balance, coordination, short burst, multi-directional speed, the fundamentals of hockey, the fundamental skills that we can build on when players get to 9, 10, and 11, and 12. So 48 to 60 players at 8 and under is ideal. Now at 10 and under and 12 and under, when we start concentrating more on decision-making, more games with decision-making and awareness built into them, more games that have a specific purpose that is in line with age-appropriate training at 10 and 12, we need to cut down on those numbers. And ideally, you're looking at the squirt age, 10 and under, at probably between 30 and 40. And at Pee Wee, ideally, maybe between even 30 and 36, just a few less than that. And those numbers are very much in line with not just what the players need at that age, but also the size of the stations. as players get older, we do increase the size of the station a little bit. And as a rule of thumb, at 8 and under, we're looking at 5 or 6 stations set up around the ice. And at 10, 4 or 5. And at 12, 3 or 4.
And it must also be good, too, because, you know, you're still getting more than one team on the ice. So, you know, everybody knows that ice is very hard to come by. So you're still getting the most out of the limited amount of ice that you have available at various rinks.
Yeah, when we're talking about those numbers, you know, we are obviously talking about more than one team. I mean, that's truly what these practices are designed for. So hopefully teams and players will save money. Hopefully the training will be ramped up and the players will get better training, but it all really goes hand in hand.
We were talking last time about the ADM clinics that were held last week in Washington, D.C. as part of the U.S. Men's National Team camp, and that went very, very well. And I think, you know, you were saying that these kinds of clinics, while it garnered a lot of attention from media because they were there, obviously, for the Olympic guys or the potential Olympic team, you know, they were very impressed and they walked away saying, you know, this is great. But you guys do these kind of clinics all the time. I was very impressed with just the big practice plans that you put together and you had up on the rink for players and media and everybody to see. I wanted to get some of your thoughts about creating a practice plan and, I mean, how you even start to do that, let's just say, with a 10 and under team.
Well, you know, you have to first understand age-appropriate training. You have to understand what the stage is for development that age. So the first thing I would suggest is get on the ADM website, go to practice plans, and on the practice plans, each age group starts with the stage, you know, an overview of the stage of development. So look at what's important at 8 and under. Look at what's important at 10 and under. Understand not just the American development model, but long-term athlete development and each stage of development at that age. Once you understand that, there are plenty of plans on the ADM Kids website at each of those ages that you can kind of get an idea of the direction that we're going in. And we certainly encourage our coaches not just to use the plans that are printed there for and available for download, but to take those plans and make them better. Take those plans and customize them to the players that they have, the number of players on the ice, the specific age group. Or we also know our volunteer coaches are very busy and their time is very valuable. And, you know, we appreciate very much what they do and the time they give to hockey. So the ADM has made it very easy for coaches to just go to the website and download or print a practice plan. And really, everything's there at 8 and under and 10 and under for you to start the season on week one and follow the ADM practice plans all the way till the end of the season. And by doing so, you're going to know that you're delivering the right content for players at that age group.
And when a coach downloads these things, can they, like, mix and match so they could take, let's say, a station that maybe is in the first practice plan and then a station from the second and third and just kind of, like you were saying, tailor it to their team's needs?
Well, certainly they can do that. Right now, there's no way to do that with the documents as they are. But from what I understand, FlexCoach, which is one of USA partners, they are going to be launching very shortly here some software as an update for those of our coaches that have FlexCoach, and they will then be able to do that, actually do what you're saying, physically take one station from practice one and one station from practice two and put them all into a new practice that they create themselves. And, you know, this is going to be a very important part of our coaches designing their own practice plans as we go forward.
And like you said, though, that you want to strive for a certain amount of diversity in the types of stations that you hold, right? So that you're working on different types of skills over the course of the 50 minutes or an hour or whatever you have.
Yeah, that's right. And like I said, if you look at that age-appropriate training document, the training stage, and if you just take the time to look through the practice plans, you know, you quickly see what's needed at each age. And, you know, not to forget something, make sure you have passing, make sure you have shooting and skating, make sure that the players are competing, and as they get older, make sure that some of your small area games are really involving decision making, what happens during during the play? How do you break out? How do you forecheck? And I think that brings up another point, Harry, which is, you know, one of the things that we've learned and our coaches throughout the nation are getting very good at is the ability to teach, you know, what a lot of coaches call the game, or a lot of parents will call the game, in a smaller ice surface. You don't need the full ice surface to teach kids how to break out. You don't need the full ice surface to teach kids how to forecheck or how to angle, how to have good defensive coverage. This can be done in small areas and small stations. And starting at 10 years old, although it's a very small part of the practice plans, this can be done in station-based practice. And at 12 and under, absolutely everything you need to teach players as they grow through the system, the environment of hockey in the United States, can be done in station-based practice plans.
That's a great point. You know, you hear that all the time. It's like, yeah, small area games are great for little kids, but, you know, we need to work on our breakouts or, like you said, our forechecks or our regroups or whatever. And those can all be done in a small setting.
Yes, they can. And not only can they be done and they can be taught and they can be really perfected, but you're also doing your players a great service by putting them in a smaller area. They're forced to make those decisions quicker. They're forced to be more aware at a quicker tempo. They're forced to improve their skills, which you're learning and practicing in some of the other stations, now in yet another station that incorporates team play, incorporates individual technique in a small area, in a small area game. So small area games are not just for the youngest kids, and in fact, they may be even more important as the players grow older.
Now, that's a great point. Well, Bob, that's all we have time for today, but I wanted to just one more time, you had mentioned where you can go or coaches can go to find these practice plans. And where is that exactly?
If you go to www.admkids.com, they're able to download those, or you can go on the ADM logo on the USA Hockey website.
Well, that's great stuff. Well, hey, Bob, as always, we appreciate your time and appreciate all that you're doing for hockey and you're bringing your knowledge of the game and helping kids at all ages get better. So we appreciate everything that you do.
Thanks for your time, Harry.
Everybody out there, thanks for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Tune in again when we'll continue to break apart the American development model and look at the various components of this revolutionary program.